This is Mike Effner for today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. On today's program, we catch up with Norwalk boys basketball coach Aaron Pelzer following Monday night's first-round sub-state win over Des Moines Lincoln, and take a look ahead to Friday's 4A sub-state semifinal game at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson.
Continuing coverage of Norwalk High School basketball on KNIAKRLS.com, KNIA3, and tonight the Warriors with a big sub-state quarterfinal win over Des Moines Lincoln, 72-37. And we're joined now by Aaron Pelzer, head coach of Norwalk. And coach, your team was up 35-5 at one point in the first half, and that was after giving up a three to start the game. So just everything went right for your team, and they passed well, they made the extra pass, they defended well, they rebounded well. Not a lot of complaints.
No, I don't have a whole lot to complain about tonight. I thought the one thing I wanted to do is I just wanted to make sure we were crisp. Like, I didn't want to come out and just win because we were probably the better team. I wanted to play good basketball. So that was kind of the message that we really kind of stressed as we prepped for this one. And I thought from the very beginning of the game, we were pretty sharp in most aspects of the game.
You were off since last Thursday, had a few days to practice in there. Usually when you see a performance like this, it maybe was preceded by some good practices.
Yeah, we had some pretty good practices. It's always interesting this time of year, the extra life that gets breathed into people. You know, you get through that long haul there, and you kind of have some lulls in practice. It's hard to bring the energy. And then when you get to the postseason, we always add some JV guys. So we added some JV guys that are up practicing with us now and getting to be a part of the scout team. And it just kind of breathes new life into the whole team. And I thought we had a couple of good days of prep for that.
And you added to the coaching staff tonight. You brought the freshman coaches up, a little deeper bench of coaches there. Got to be good for them.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. Those guys work really hard. And this year, like most years, but especially this year, they really wanted to be a part of what we're doing here. And I thought, you know, if they want to be a part of it and they love being a part of our program, then they do a really good job. I thought it'd be nice for our scout team guys just to hear a different voice. So they've kind of taken over teaching the scout team stuff, and I'm focusing with our top group of starters and a couple of reserves. And it's been really kind of a nice way to transition into the postseason.
Well, leading the way for you tonight was Reddick Bourne with 21, Aiden Harder with 14, and Cam Thomas with 13. And Reddick and Aiden have had such great careers here for you. A nice way for them to play their last game on this floor with a big win.
Yeah, absolutely. Those two were really good tonight. I thought they were really active on the defensive end, and then they both played with a lot of confidence on the offensive end. And their movement off the ball, I think, kind of got everybody else moving as well. So I really liked what we did off the ball tonight. And I think those two were pretty key in getting that by not just standing and ball bagging themselves.
So you improved to 17-5 with the victory. Now Friday night, you're going over to Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. This is a team that hasn't had a lot of tradition or success to talk about, but they've had a great year. They're 18-3. They got the number 2 seed, so you got to go to their house. You know, what do you know about the Yellow Jackets?
Offensively, they're really potent. They score a lot of points, play really free, got guys that can make shots. So offensively, they'll present a challenge in how we're going to guard them. Defensively, they mostly play a 2-3, similar to Winterset, kind of, as I've looked ahead and watched a little bit, where you always have to be careful of where they're coming from and where they're going to knock it away from and things like that. So yeah, just some things that you don't normally see on a regular basis. And then they are playing with a ton of confidence. I know that school has really bought into what they're doing and are really excited, and I'm pretty sure we'll go into a pretty hostile environment on Friday.
Well, hopefully you'll have a good following over there as well. For the Norwalk fans, I heard they've got a little height too, right?
Six guys? They have brothers. I think they're twins that are about 6'5 or 6'6 on the roster. They play mostly on the perimeter offensively. But, yeah, they have a little bit of size to them.
So what do you think that one might come down to over there in Council Bluffs?
Well, I think anytime you play against a defense that's a little bit different than what you're normally used to, you got to make sure you get a shot every possession. If we have a string of turnovers, we're kind of putting ourselves at a huge disadvantage. And then defensively, we're just going to have to replicate what we've been doing all year. I feel like we've been a really sound defensive team most of the year. We'll have to guard the dribble. We'll have to contest shots. We'll have to rebound just like you would any other game.
You got 3 days between. What are you going to work on?
Well, tomorrow we're gonna go support the girls tomorrow. So we'll have a little bit lighter day tomorrow physically, watch some film, talk to the guys about some of their personnel and things like that. And then Tuesday, obviously, Wednesday, we'll have to kind of fire things up and get back to work. We'll work quite a bit against the zone probably, and then those JV and freshman coaches are doing an awesome job of picking out sets and teaching those guys that, so I'm sure they'll have our scout team prepared to give us a good look.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Any final thoughts?
Nope. It's good to keep playing, right? We talk about this time of year, you've got to earn everything, and we earn 32 minutes more, and that's all that's guaranteed for us right now.
Absolutely. That's Norwalk boys basketball coach Aaron Pelzer following his team's 72-37 win tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mike.